So when we take that academic engagement and that science self-confidence together, I think we really see a portrait of a young woman who is academically minded, who is confident in her skills and abilities, and who's really set up for success as she moves into the future.
From its beginning, the National Coalition of Girls' Schools was grounded in research and inspired by collaboration. NCGS and the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA have collaborated on two major studies spanning generations Y and Z. The first report, released in 2009, compared Gen Y graduates of girls' schools and co-ed schools in terms of the differences in their academic characteristics and transition to college. The current study compares Gen Z graduates. Both studies are an analysis of freshman survey data administered by the Higher Education Research Institute. In this episode of Pep Talks, we dive into the findings of this latest study. It's called Fostering Academic and Social Engagement, an investigation into the effects of single gender education in the transition to university. Hi, I'm Natalie Demers, the Director of Research Initiatives and Programs for the National Coalition of Girls' Schools. What excited me when I first read the new findings is how the data reflects many of the current conversations happening in girls' schools. The data speaks powerfully to the academic engagement, science self-efficacy, and the social and political engagement of girls' school graduates. What we are encouraging at girls' schools and how girls' schools are preparing graduates to successfully navigate life beyond school. Joining me is Dr. Tiffany Riggers-Peel, the principal investigator of this new research report. She's an assistant professor of higher education at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. She was also a member of the research team that published the original study in 2009. Dr. Riggers-Peel, thank you for joining me today. So let's start with what was the most exciting to you in these results.
My research background is both in STEM and in gender differences. And one particular aspect of my past research was to help look at what kinds of skills or ways of thinking might help women improve their enrollment in science fields. And one key area of difference that we found in this study when we looked at the differences between women in single gender schools and coeducational schools was a difference in their self-confidence related to their science skills. In particular, graduates from girls' schools were more likely to say that they could explain the results of a study, collect appropriate data, understand scientific concepts, and use their science skills, their technical skills. When I think about remedying the gender gap in science, this is one finding that I find really exciting in the work that girls' schools are doing for their students. We saw some really interesting differences in how women are engaged academically, depending on their school context. For example, we saw that women who graduated from girls' schools were more likely to have stronger academic habits of mind, which are traits and skills associated with academic success. They're more likely to say that they're confident in their ability to do things like support their arguments with logic, seek alternative solutions to a problem, and they also rate their critical thinking skills more highly than the women from coeducational schools. So when we take that academic engagement and that science self-confidence together, I think we really see a portrait of a young woman who is academically minded, who is confident in her skills and abilities, and who's really set up for success as she moves into the future.
Were there any other essential findings that you wanted to share?
There were two other important areas in the report that I thought were the most interesting that I wanted to share with you today. The first is regarding women's sense of cultural competency or the interest that they have in working with diverse communities as they go into the future. Women from girls' schools were more likely to say that they wanted to help promote racial understanding and more likely to say that they were interested in working with diverse others and improving their understandings of others and others' cultures. Both of those in our global world today seem like important aspects of how we're training women to move forward. With that is an increased sense of political engagement. Graduates of girls' schools are more likely to consider keeping up with political affairs as an essential goal, and they're also more likely to want to influence the political structure in the future.
What similarities did you find between the Gen Y students in the 2009 report and the Gen Z students from your current report?
While women from single-gender schools remain more politically and civically engaged than their co-educated peers, that was true in that 2009 report, and it remains true today. Women graduates from all-girls schools are more likely to demonstrate support for issues like promoting racial understanding, participating in community action programs, and across the board, they're more interested in being politically involved than their co-educated peers. And that is still true in 2016 as it was in 2009. Additionally, girl graduates are more likely to be academically engaged, in particular thinking about studying with other students and tutoring other students than their co-educational peers. And that's a finding that remains consistent from the 2009 report.
Were there any differences between the two groups?
In the 2009 report, we saw that those Generation Y women evidenced some higher math and computer self-confidence. In the 2016 report, we didn't measure computer science, but in terms of math self-confidence, what we saw was that they were equivalent. The two groups were equivalent in their confidence. I think that students' wider exposure to peer groups via social media in particular may have an influence on how they conceptualize their self-rating.
What were your overall takeaways on the nature of the data?
Well, overall, I think that this report suggests some really important benefits to students attending all-girls schools. My own background is in public higher education and private co-education, and to some degree, and I didn't really come into the study presuming that girls' schools were better than co-educational schools. I was familiar with the 2009 data, obviously, and expected some of the same findings. But now that I've immersed myself in these data for almost a year, I can say that I'm impressed with how the results show distinct differences and even advantages to students at single gender schools. In particular, the method that we used, similar to the 2009 report, took a particularly stringent approach to reviewing the data. We controlled for a number of personal characteristics and institutional characteristics. In doing so, made some of the initial results that we found disappear. However, where the differences remain statistically significant, this means that even in the case of some of the small findings, those differences really are evidence of gains to those women attending single gender schools. And I was really pleased and encouraged by some of the results that I found, especially those related to academic habits of mind, science self-confidence, and political engagement. I have a daughter, she's 5 years old, and working on this report has really made me more willing to entertain the idea of all-girl schooling for her in the future, to think about what her different experience might be and what her different outcomes might be if she were in a girls' school.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure speaking with you. To learn more about girls' schools, visit ncgs.org or follow NCGS on Twitter at Girls Schools. Pep Talks is a project of the National Coalition of Girls' Schools, the leading advocate for pre-K through 12th grade girls' schools. With more than 250 member schools across North America and beyond, NCGS is dedicated to educating and empowering girls to lead lives of commitment, confidence, contribution, and fulfillment. Pep Talks is produced by Olivia Haas and Jen Shakeshaft and edited by Stacey Tippins, with special thanks to the Madeira School in McLean, Virginia.